Moin und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Episode des Event Management Podcast. An dieser Stelle möchte ich euch herzlich willkommen heißen und freue mich sehr, dass ihr dabei seid. In dieser Episode geht es darum, wie man als DJ mit der aktuellen Krise umgehen kann und sollte. Es ist so, dass ich mir dort einen besonderen Gast nicht aus Deutschland gesucht habe, sondern speziell aus Washington DC, aus den USA. Das ist ein Freund von mir, der selbst dort DJ und Party-Promoter sowie Party-Host oder Veranstalter ist. Und das Interessante ist, unsere Situation ist schon sehr, sehr schwierig aufgrund der Tatsache, dass wir die Krise haben. Aber man muss dazu sagen, in Amerika, also speziell in den USA, aufgrund der ganzen vertraglichen Lage, wie man dort als, ich sag mal, Normalbürger 2 oder 3 Jobs hat, um seinen Lebensunterhalt zu verdienen, so müsst ihr euch vorstellen, dass DJs bzw. Entertainer es noch deutlich schwieriger haben, da dort momentan eine sehr viel höhere Arbeitslosigkeit herrscht, als auch eine sehr komplexe Situation in Sachen Kosten. Denn die meisten Lebenshaltungskosten sind deutlich höher als die unsere und die Verdienstmöglichkeiten zum Teil auch. Lange Rede, kurzer Sinn. In dieser Folge möchte ich dir aufzeigen, wie Cherh, ein Freund von mir aus Washington DC, damit umgeht, wie er es schafft, trotz der Situation Geld zu verdienen und vor allem seine Einnahmen einigermaßen auf ein altes Niveau zu bringen. Und das Ganze finde ich persönlich sehr, sehr spannend und zeigt auch, wie man mit der Krise umgehen sollte, speziell auch mit den Chancen, die sich daraus bilden und wie man vielleicht als DJ ein paar Tipps aus den Staaten bekommt. Insofern wünsche ich dir viel Spaß bei der Episode und los geht's nach dem Intro.
Du möchtest wissen, wie man professionell Veranstaltungen organisiert? Der Podcast für Veranstalter und die, die es werden wollen. Mit Barno Bier, der Eventmanagement.
Nach dem Intro geht es noch mit einer kleinen Ansage von mir weiter. Und zwar wird dieses Interview der Einfachheit und Authentizität halber auf Englisch stattfinden. Du kannst dir das Video dazu auch auf YouTube anschauen. Dazu habe ich in den Shownotes natürlich den Link verlinkt. Wenn das Ganze dir gefällt oder du das Ganze schrecklich findest, dann lass mir doch gerne einen Kommentar dort. Ich freue mich sehr darüber und der Algorithmus von Spotify und iTunes bzw. Apple Podcast ebenfalls. So gibst du nämlich noch mehr Leuten die Chance, diesen Podcast zu hören. Ich bedanke mich für dein Feedback und wünsche dir jetzt viel Spaß.
So, Jeff, first of all, tell us, you made it to be one of Washington DC's famous DJs, I would say. So, you have a lot of gigs.
I don't know about that.
Before Corona, basically. And yeah, right now, just tell us, firstly, how did you become a DJ? That was my first question that I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, so for those of, for the many people that don't know, obviously we're speaking to a lot of your people in Hamburg and Germany. I was a promoter, event planner, I still am, but for about 11, 12 years. So I've always was planning events, doing marketing events, also doing different event planning events, even in college in Connecticut. So when I moved to DC, promoting, I was promoting happy hours actually at this venue in DC called The Park. And that's where it started there for me. And then when I got to bigger events, as far as into nightlife at the park on Friday, that's where I met my business partner, Mitch Mathis, who, is currently my business partner. And he's kind of like one of the guys that's helped me get to where I am today.
All right. And then, yeah, you moved on from a promoter basically to a DJ, and then you even hosted your own parties. And by the way, you posted a lot of photos on in NYC and everywhere. So it's like DJing in the States is a very competitive job. So what do you do to be recognized and respected by artists and booked by artists especially?
Well, it's different for me because, again, I had the connections. Like most DJs start DJing first. And then, you know, later on, they try to build their brand and their base and bring people out. But luckily for me, I was a promoter first, so I already had the crowd. I already had the connection. Mm. So for me, it was kind of opposite. So once I started DJing, it was an easy transition because I already, number one, I always knew the music, just being raised, you know, all over the world, whatever. And so once I became a DJ, I already had the connections really to So I already knew how to network. Not every DJ is the most personable people, you know. Some DJs are kind of like to themselves. Yeah. But also, that's not a bad thing. That's just how they are. But it's not easy to network and go out there and put yourself out there. But that's what, especially today. Back in the day, a DJ's responsibility was just to come to a party, rock mm-hmm. it, get their paycheck, and leave. Yeah, but right. It's not like that no more. Nowadays, it takes a million people to promote a party, to bring a lot of people out.
That's right, and a lot of money, basically. So you need to have ads and all that.
Yeah, so back in the day, it would be the owner would just hire a DJ and then hire a promoter to promote, and that was mm-hmm. it. But nowadays, because there's so much competition, between nightclubs, restaurants, hotels, there's so mm-hmm. many places nowadays you can go to have fun. Back in the day, it was like, oh, you go to a club to have fun. Now you can go to a restaurant, eat dinner, have a drink, mm-hmm. have live music in front of you, not even leave the restaurant, or even at a hotel. Or at even a bar, you know. So
that's right.
Nowadays, it takes much more of a team to promote a party, and DJs included. Everyone has to promote.
I see the point. By the way, entry fees in NYC or especially in Washington DC, how much you mm-hmm. need to pay to get into a club if you get in on the normal way? I would say.
Yeah, DC. The standard in DC is $20.
Okay. Drinks included.
And. No, not drinks. Just to get in.
Just to get in. I know.
Let's get in. Just to get in. But DC, the standard is $20. But places like New York, most places in Manhattan, they don't even actually charge cover, mm-hmm. but they do have their ways of not letting in who they don't want to get in. So they have their way of verbalizing it to the customer. Of why they can't get in, even though it's free to get in, but they have their way of verbalizing it without offending anyone why they can't get in. And then you got places like Miami, like, you know, Live on Sunday, probably the biggest, hottest hip hop party in the world. Hmm. You got places like Live on Sunday and Live on a Sunday night, you can get a cover charge for around $100 for guys.
Okay, cool.
and that's definitely right, exactly. So it just depends, yeah.
They're only open until 2 or 3, ain't it? Ain't they? It's not until 6
No, Miami,
in the morning.
The clubs close around 5, 6 a.m., yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so here in D.C., the clubs on the weekends close at 3 in the morning. New York, they close at 4 or 5 a.m. Miami, 4 or 5 a.m., 6 in the morning, yeah.
Okay, that's, some pretty decent information right here. So, guys, watchers, if you have any questions, just drop them down below. I will ask, or Jeff will maybe answer them directly. And, okay, so you are kind of successful in DJing, back before Corona, BC. And right. right now, the crisis is hitting everybody, especially in the event industry, really hard because you can't really get no money. You can get no gigs. All the clubs are closed. Uh-huh. Everything is kind of, stopped. So a lot of people have a lot of costs, especially if you're a party promoter, you have a fancy car lease probably to, get to know more girls and guys over there, especially in Miami. And what to do? Life is difficult. So what was your way? How did you deal with the crisis as a DJ, as a party promoter, as the guy you are right now?
At first it was kind of like, okay, we had to evaluate the situation because no one really knew how long this thing is going to last. And obviously no one still doesn't know because no, there's not a vaccine yet. But the good thing about, one thing that I urge any DJ to do, and a lot of people know this, and some people might not, but you can't do anything in life without a team. Mm-hmm. I'm blessed and lucky enough to have a team from, like I said, my business partner, Mitch Mathis, and I said we talk every day, every hour of the day of different ideas. Mm-hmm. And I have a team and other people part of my Passport Music team as well. But I'm lucky to have a team. So if it wasn't for my team and how we strategize on how to cope with this COVID-19 situation, we all came together basically and thought about ways that I could still make money DJing online. And one of the things that has become very successful for me has been the fact that I was a promoter before. I have a database on my laptop and also on my phone of the different contacts I've met throughout the last 10, 15 years. And so
how many
I was a promoter before, as I mentioned.
How many thousand?
Probably not. Honestly, not being cocky, but way more than 1,000. Way more than that.
I can imagine.
But what I did was, when I was promoting, I would always meet people and I would say, hey, what's your name, email, and your birthday? That was like my main three things I would always ask them for so I can build my database. And that's been a blessing, because what I've been doing now as a DJ is I've been contacting these birthdays that I have, and I've been saying, hey, do you have any virtual birthday party plans yet? And most of them say, no, I don't know, or yes. And I've been DJing virtual birthday parties via Zoom. I created a business Zoom account, and it's not even necessarily DJing. It's more like I have my own radio show, and we're just talking about different memorable moments with the birthday person. Some of these birthday parties have had their moms and dads, cousins, uncles, babies. It's like the only party in the world where you don't need an ID to get in the club. You know what I mean? So it's been like, I did a party last night, and there was a toddler on it. She was like 7. Shout out to Autumn, by the way. She was 7 years old. She danced with me all night long yesterday at the party. Yeah. So that was, it's just cool though. Like, when's the next time anyone's going to be able to celebrate their birthday online and have their mom at their virtual birthday party? You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So it's a cool little feature. It's a cool little feature to have. And I'm just happy and blessed to be able to provide that. And I'm doing this for free. I'm not even asking people, hey, this is what I charge. I'm doing it completely for free. And at the end, I just encourage everyone to, you know, virtually tip me via PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. You know, I even joke around. I even say, hey, I take food stamps in case I got to keep my refrigerator full. You know, I'm not too proud. I'll take the food stamps too.
Yeah, okay, so okay. I see. But still, in the end, it works out fine, at least what I can imagine. So how many how many gigs you do per month? Not per week? Not per day.
Per week? I mean, yeah, I've had this whole week. For this week, for example, I've had a gig Wednesday. I had 2 gigs Thursday. I had a gig yesterday, which is Friday. I have a gig tonight. So you're looking at, I'm looking at 4 or 5 this week.
Wow.
And it's a holiday weekend here in the States. Memorial Day weekend. So that's also good. But on an average, I probably get about between 3 to 4 gigs.
Okay.
3 to 4 gigs a week right now. But again, I've only been doing this the last month. So now that I know I got it going, now I'm going to really sit down and start contacting people going full steam on it.
But it's also a really good idea to have like a virtual party, because the people normally, they would spend cash on cabs, go to the club or to the place, wherever it is, and then they have to return, they have to pay for drinks. So that way they save all this money. I mean, if they have money, you know, it really depends on what kind of job you're in. But I think people are willing to pay, ain't they? So if you ask them for, like, come on, a little tip.
People are willing to pay, but I also wanted to be sensitive and sentimental to everyone's situation financially currently with the status of the COVID-19 situation. So I didn't want to be too overbearing with, like, saying, hey, this is my rate. I just kind of wanted to be, and to be honest with you, Bono, like, what I've come to realize is that if you just tell people, if you're doing a good job as a host and as a DJ and shouting out the right things on the microphone, that's another thing for DJs that don't speak on the microphone. Learn to speak on the microphone. Hosting on the microphone is an art. It's definitely helped me. It can take your virtual tips go from $10 to $25. I've been tipped by one person $200. You know what I mean? So speaking on the microphone is an art to it. But definitely for any DJ who hasn't added that to their arsenal yet, I definitely recommend that they do that. So I would say that's just what I'm doing. Most DJs, maybe they have their rate they want to stick to, but I've just been sentimental to what everyone's going through financially. So that's why I've been saying, hey, you don't have to, I'm not charging you anything. Just, you know, I encourage virtual tipping.
All right. Yeah. But it's a pretty good idea. I think besides of doing nothing or being not able to earn any money, I think it's a pretty good idea to just start out with stuff like that, you know? So especially as an artist or like, in, you know, even as a singer or saxophonist or whatever you are, you can just use that way. So firstly, you need to have a good CRM system, or maybe find birthdays or ideas of who's about to have a good time. And on the other hand, you do another thing, which is like a merch collection, which I read about. So tell me or tell us about that, because that was another thing that popped up on my Instagram when I screened you. And I was just like, that's smart.
Not for sure. Yeah, I remember you called me because you're in Hamburg. You guys are like 10 hours ahead of me.
Yeah,
whatever. It was
whatever. Late night.
Right, it was late night. I remember we spoke about that. So the merchandise situation, again, you have to have a team. My older brother, Patrick, he's part of my Fast Forward Music team. And he put me onto this company where it's kind of like a drop shipping situation.
Yeah.
Where I design my clothing and my merchandise, but I don't deal with the shipping and handling. I have a company that I go through online that deals with that. Okay. So when a customer purchases, so I have like an online store. So once the customer purchases any of my merchandise from my online store, I get a percentage of that. I get a percentage of that. My shipping company gets a percentage of that. And then the customer gets their product in the mail through my shipping company that I've had. So I do a drop shipping situation over here. So that way I don't have to deal with the merchandise and buying the bulk.
Yeah, that's right. Especially right now in a situation where getting money is harder to spend money.
Exactly.
So, okay, that's another cool thing which one can think about, especially if you have huge communities or people that are used to you, you know, they are like going to the club, seeing you every time.
For sure.
They will support you by just buying merch stuff, which is funny. So I think that's a pretty good idea too. And another thing is, how do you promote yourself to gain even more virtual parties or more acknowledgement from people?
Well, first things first, for all your listeners in Hamburg, Germany, if you're not following me, follow me right now at DJ Check Me Out. That is DJ CHEICKMEOUT. That's the biggest thing that DJs forget. And I get it because as a DJ, when you're learning, you're so focused on playing the music selection, the right transitions. I completely get it. I'm lucky because I've seen both sides. I've seen the promoter side and now I'm seeing the DJ side, you know? But to promote yourself, DJs sometimes forget to promote themselves. And that's right. I always say you have to have an impact when you're DJing. Some DJs just come in, do their thing, but do you want to be the DJ that comes in and quietly and just kills it? Or do you want to be the DJ that comes in with an entourage of people, floods the DJ booth, plays good music, talks on the mic, shouts out the right people in the party, gets over tipped, gets bottles sent their way? You want a whole, at least that's just my opinion. You want a whole show when you are performing for your people. You know what I mean? So I think that one thing with DJs need to focus on is they need to keep the DJ hat on, but also add the promoter hat on and promote yourself as a DJ. You know what I mean? Like get your own merchandise, make personal playlists. Instead of a lot of DJs can be kind of shy and DJing was their way to let themselves loose, but now they have to get out of their comfort zone and start promoting themselves and branding themselves. You know, I was lucky to be a promoter first, so the networking for me is easy. I'm blessed in that aspect. Yeah.
Now, but it's a really good idea. When I think about parties in Germany or especially in Hamburg, not a lot of people do like shout outs and all that because it's kind of, I don't know whether they don't dare or it's not like common.
When I was in Hamburg, when I was in Germany, and shout out to H6 in Hamburg. This is an example of how DJs should be working on themselves and branding themselves and promoting themselves. I was in Hamburg and I think I met H6 at this random party on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
It was like a Wednesday night.
Yeah, we do that on Wednesday.
I approached him, introduced myself. I told him I was a DJ from the States and we got to talking. And next thing I know, I had a gig two nights later in Hamburg. So I used to be a promoter, or I still am a promoter, but I had the promoter in me to go up, approach him and be like, hey, nice to meet you, bro. Your music selection, your music is awesome. Nice to meet you. And then we just got to talking, and then he hired me to DJ two nights later, in Hamburg. So it's a... I think getting out of your comfort zone as a DJ is something that I would say to every DJ. They should get out of their comfort zone and just try it. You never know who you're going to talk to, who what the person is going to give back to you.
Yeah, so. That's right. Do you remember the club's name? Where it exactly
was? Yeah, the club in Hamburg was Nicky Tiger.
Oh, yeah, it was Nicky Tiger. I remember I was there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You were there. We had a lot of drinks that night.
Just water. Just water. No, but it's a pretty good thing, a pretty good lesson, because especially being like confident and promoting yourself, because people are there to have a good time. And if you are part of the good time, I would say it's not forbidden to tell him who you are. So people can follow up and think about, okay, where is he next? Or who was that? So I have that quite often when I hear DJs which play like good music. I'm like, hey, who's that? So either you know it from Facebook or something, or you can read out, okay, who's playing right now because somebody knows. But, you know, that way, by just promoting yourself in the right way, okay, just like not over and over again, like DJ Khaled, DJ Khaled, DJ Khaled, something like that. But still, that is promoting too. So,
but it's still promoting,
I mean, still,
absolutely,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, that's pretty decent. So, another thing is, when is your next live session is currently, this night. So, right now, I think it's
tonight,
it's like, it's like 2 p.m.
It's 2:24 over here in the afternoon. What do you got? You guys are 6 hours ahead or seven?
Yeah, six hours. 6 hours ahead. So it was like 8:30 right now. But we're still good. Exactly. So are there any more questions from our listeners or viewers? Sorry for the inconveniences in front because of the not fine working microphones and stuff.
It's all good.
It's all good. Yeah, so I think everybody should have a watch on his Instagram page. And also, if you're in love with the show, which I just started, just let me know. So feedback first, because this is like the first time we are live on Instagram. I just wanted to point out and figure out the way how this thing works and maybe do it more often, because I see a lot of streams. I see people, you know, walking around streaming, you know, just like everybody's streaming. So I think that's like a COVID-19 thing to do. I don't know, but
like a new thing to do.
Still, it's pretty nice and decent to get in touch with people because of all those social distancing. You're not used to see so many people anymore, so I'm really liking this type of way. So yeah,
sure.
Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to talk to you soon. And do you have any plans to come back to Europe?
I mean, definitely got to come back to Hamburg and see you guys. Definitely, Bono, you yourself, your brother. Shout out to your brother. Also, H6, like I mentioned, H6 was a DJ in Hamburg who put me on over there in Hamburg. So shout out to H6. Shout out to Nikki Tiger as well. But again, once this COVID-19 situation, once we get a vaccine, that's when I will consider traveling again. Right now, I'm just staying put here in the district, here in D.C., but once we have a vaccine, hopefully, I don't know, sometime next year, I'll be hopefully back in Europe and we'll make it happen again. We'll have a good time. I'll be out there and hopefully DJing again with my brother 86 at Nikki Tiger, hopefully.
I'm looking forward for that. So that was a question or more or less a comment from Freshly Snipes. Shout outs to you, my boy. And have you thought about linking a liquor delivery service to your house party gig? So that would be really smart. Because then you could simply earn more money by just, you know, linking those companies and have a little profit share. Or I don't know. Maybe something like that would work out in D.C.
Wait, what was it? What was
so
it?
So if you have like, let me hold on. Let me just fix this comment. So do you see it? Yeah. So if you have like a drink or food delivery service, which could be linked to the party, you know, and people could order like a complete package by watching the live stream, you know, during that time. So that would be a good idea. So you could figure
that
out.
That is a good idea. I think the only thing with individuals, especially here in the States, with the situation being so egregious with COVID-19, I think a lot of people are kind of weary and they don't want too many, you know, people delivering too many things to their house, to their homes. So I think once maybe hopefully when the curve goes down, here in D.C., maybe I think that would be a great idea. I think right now, with it still being at its peak, I think right now you hold off on it, but that is a good idea for the future when. Because after this, Mono, honestly, for everyone, especially in Hamburg, I don't know how the situation is in Germany, but I know here in the States, I don't think the nightlife is going to be the same until 2022, in my mind. That's my opinion. I don't know. Until we find a vaccine. Because there's no way I'm going to feel comfortable being around 400, 500 people and feeling safe. You know what I mean? So I think for all the DJs out there, the best thing that they can do is take all their business ideas, try to make whatever ideas you have, try to make sure you can make money online
because you got to continue to adapt with the times. There's everyone keeps saying, oh, I want things to get back to normal. This is the new normal. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going back to the old normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I can
you
got to
get off your ass and make it happen.
Yeah, yeah. Especially right here in Germany, currently the situation really changed up. So, I mean, we do still have a type of shutdown situation, but right now everything gets like, exposed and shops are
different
open
phases,
again.
Right?
Yeah, because the curve went down, and right now we don't have that many new sick people. Sorry for the vocabulary.
Yeah, yeah.
But so people, it's like it's not there. If you walk outside, you wouldn't know unless you walk into a store.
Okay.
You need to have the masks and all that. But I think right here we are like.
Do you have to wear a mask in Hamburg?
Yeah,
or wherever
yeah,
you go?
But only if you go into the stores and to the or if you want to drive with buses and stuff. So
okay.
I
can you go to like? Are people gathering together? Are people like having
yes,
parties and stuff? Or?
But they're not really allowed. So the police is patrolling. Currently, it's allowed to be like with. Members of two households
okay.
currently at the same time.
Right.
And I mean it's getting better, but still everybody, as you said, is like the situation or the hygienical standard will definitely rise. So people are way more
For sure.
aware of who they're giving the hand to and stuff. So I think this thing will stay. So as you said before, so it's really important to think about new ideas how to use your talents and your business
for sure.
To mm-hmm. you know multiple your income streams, so that would be a great idea
for sure.
So and especially I think in the internet by just promoting and using yourself as a brand or especially personal branding is a really important thing to do right now.
Absolutely right. All DJs, make sure you take all your business online. Things are not, if you're sitting at home thinking that things are going to go back to normal and the club owner or the DJ is going to contact you to DJ a party, that's not going to happen, in my opinion, for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So try to take all your business ideas online so that way you can still, you know, bring that income in.
Yeah.
For sure.
Sounds good, but destructive, but still sounds good.
Bono, man, I miss you, man. I got to get back out to Germany, man.
Yeah, we'll
long.
Do that. Definitely. Soon.
Too long. Soon, yeah.
So, any more comments or questions from you guys watching currently? Also, ich spreche auch Deutsch, aber ich mache das Ganze natürlich auf Englisch, weil natürlich kein Deutsch spricht, ganz einfach.
You gotta teach me some German, too.
Ein bisschen, that's a pretty complicated word, though. So, then, guys, thank you very much for watching, and as said before, sorry for the inconveniences at first, because I was not used to how to figure out everything, but right now it works, and I'm looking forward to do that, and by promoting myself, I do have a podcast, it's the Der Event Management Podcast. In this podcast, it's just about events and people who do them, basically. So if you're into it, just type in my name in Spotify or Der Event Management Podcast in Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you want to hear your podcast. And then you can listen to my voice and my podcast insights. It's in German, obviously. So thank you very much for watching, and I'll say goodbye. I got something for you.
My brother, thank you. Hey!
I just did it. Okay, see you. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, brother. Later.